Hey, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Tech Guy. I'm Leo Laporte. This week, can I use a cell provider for my home internet? Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. Now, you're focused on security, but are your employees LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. Got a question from Bruce. It actually mirrors a question I got earlier today on the radio show. Bruce said, I'm considering T-Mobile internet service for home. They claim no data limits for $50 a month. I've run speed tests on my iPhone, and speed is on average over 75 megabits, but how reliable is cellular internet? I stream a lot of TV content. I would love to completely drop my cable provider. I'm paying over $80 a month. Now, I had not heard about this offering, Bruce, so I was glad you asked about this. I checked it out on T-Mobile's website. My first piece of skepticism was, really? No broadband limits? No caps? They say no caps. They don't even slow you down, they say, if you use a lot. Although, if you go deeper into this, there are a few caveats. They say to protect our network, for instance, if you look at the FAQs, protect our network, we're not going to allow you to go crazy. There's no data caps, but, and I think it's probably worth using this, are there ways I can't use home internet? To ensure our network's available for all customers, there are some restrictions on activities that can damage or disproportionately congest the network. It's not intended for unattended use. Automatic data feeds, automatic machine-to-machine connections, or uses, and this is the one that kind of is a little vague, that automatically consume unreasonable amounts of network capacity. I don't think that counts when you're streaming TV content. I would read the terms and conditions very clearly, but this does seem like a pretty good idea. Now, you said 75 megabits, but that's on your phone. Remember, this is a little bit different. This is not going to necessarily be the same speed you're getting on your phone with T-Mobile. The vast majority, they say, of our customers experience speeds of 25 megabits or more. But speeds will vary as this service is new. It'd be my guess that T-Mobile is prioritizing cell phone traffic, that they're brand new. They don't know how it's going to work out. So it's possible that you won't get the speed you're getting on your phone, that you actually get faster service. But unlike hotspotting your phone, there aren't any limitations. If you hotspot your phone, you'll hit the bandwidth caps pretty quickly. I can't see any reason not to do this. It's a pretty good deal. It's certainly less than you're paying your cable provider. Even 25 megabits is enough to watch Netflix, one stream. You can't have a couple of people watching TV and somebody doing homework and Zoom calls. You'll be limited in that respect because there just isn't enough bandwidth. I'd say try it and let me know. It sounds like a pretty good deal. T-Mobile, as you know, is kind of still the kind of up-and-coming network. Their merger with Sprint isn't fully complete yet. When they do merge with Sprint, they'll suddenly kind of rocket up to the number two network in the country. I have to say, this seems like a pretty good deal. I can't find any negatives. As you note, on the website, it does ask your address, and then they want somebody to contact you. So it is not necessarily widely available. If it's available in your area, you will have to get a special, basically, hotspot box. It'll have a T-Mobile SIM in it. You'll have to position it so it's well positioned for the T-Mobile cell towers. But at that point, you'll have Wi-Fi in your house, and you'll be able to use it anywhere inside the house. I think this looks like a good choice. Let me know how it works out for you. It's too new for me to have any real-world experience. I actually been thinking about maybe using something like this at home as a backup for my home internet. I have a cable company with gigabit service. That's a lot of speed, but it went down last week and I had no way of getting into the network. So it would be nice to have some sort of backup. This might be a very good choice for somebody who's paying more than $50 a month, which most of us are, for their high-speed internet. Thanks for the question, Bruce. I appreciate it. If you have a question, don't forget, ask the tech guy at twit.tv. As always, our show today brought to you by LastPass. LastPass can help you manage identities and promote good security behaviors while your employees are remote. You want your employees to have secure password storage? Well, that's exactly what LastPass gives them. Their own vault for storing every app and web login they use. So they'll always have their passwords with them and can gain access from anywhere, from any device. You know, working remotely should be more convenient, not more frustrating. You can rest easy knowing your business is secure with LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. And that's it for this episode of Ask the Tech Guy. I'll be back this weekend with a couple of Tech Guy shows and next Monday for another Ask the Tech Guy episode. I'm Leo Laporte, your Tech Guy. We'll see you then.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.